Oh, wasn't that pretty? Chubby Wise, actually titled here Chubby Wise and His Fiddle, out of, I would assume, the Houston area. It's on Stoneway, which I think Thomas told me is one of those labels, along with Guide and Bel Air, that were all run out of the same studio. And like I said, Chubby Wise and His Fiddle. And right before that, a nice, real nice fiddle work on a kind of a country blues tune called Gotta See Your Mama Every Night. It's a little bit different there. Real quick, let's recap what we heard. Almost an hour's, or probably more than an hour's worth of music there. Started things off with a couple by the Janacek Polka Band, the Cotton Eye Joe, and the Wedding March, actually called the Farewell Polka, but a lot of bands use that for their grand marches at weddings, so that's why that was titled the Wedding March. The legendary Hank Thompson right after that with another beautiful version of the Westphalia Waltz. Texas Plainsman out of the El Campo area from a recording I would assume is from the late 70s, because featuring both Bobby Jones and Frankie Durb on that recording. And I know I started playing with Bobby Jones in 83, and he already had his own band by then, so I would assume that had to be right around 1980 or so at the latest that was recorded. I really like that recording. Very earthy sounding recording, kind of reminiscent of what Frankie's doing now with the Granger Polka Boys. The Black Gypsy Waltz and Jalisco Polka. Then we heard the Kalusia Polka Band out of West, heading up north a little bit, doing the TikTok Polka. And then one of these, you know, great bands I've never heard of before, the South Texas Bohemian Cowboys, doing cotton stripping polka. So I guess when you're out there stripping cotton, you do a little polka if you wanted to out there. I would assume it's probably going to be a little too hot come August and September to be doing a polka while you're stripping cotton. Janacek Polka Band again with In Heaven There Is No Beer, German version. I kind of like that one. And Put Your Little Foot. The great Norman Barnes, a fantastic tuba player. Recently found out from Thomas Durning, because I'd heard the name, and I knew Norman had played in some polka bands here in Texas. He passed away a few years ago. I remember hearing about that, but I wasn't sure who he played with, and Thomas told me he actually used to play with the Six Pack Dutchman up in Wisconsin, or Minnesota, rather, excuse me, for a while, and I did remember that he played with Bill Maz for some time down here in Texas, and apparently put his own band together. Sound very reminiscent to Bill Maz on those two recordings, the Ellen Polka and then Country Girl, also Polka. And let's see, we had the Janacek Polka Band again doing Red Raven Schottisch. Then two more from Norman Barnes, and quite amazing, because this almost sounds like a totally different band to me. I'm almost tempted to say maybe this is a typo, because those two recordings sound nothing like each other. Jolie Blonde and Jesse's Polka, which sounded nothing like the Ellen and Country Girl Polkas that we heard before, but I'll take Polka John's word for it. They are on the same label, Tonka, so I'm assuming that's the same Norman Barnes, maybe just trying something a little different there. The great High Topper Orchestra out of San Antonio area, Clarinet Polka and Circling Pigeons, Landlord, two of the all-time classic pieces down here in Texas, and just awesome versions on those. Janacek Polka Band once again doing the Garden Waltz and Seven Step Polka, two great kind of novelty dances for you there. And then, like I said, we wrapped it up with Chevy Wise, Gotta See Your Mama Every Night, and Westphalia Waltz. We're going to get back into the music now, probably take us all the way up to the end of the show, pretty much. And going to start things off here a little different with a Northern Polka Band. Like you heard me mention in the beginning of the show, Porter Young, who, along with Polka John Galore, is kind of a fill-in DJ over at KMIL now. They usually alternate every Friday. And I was listening to Porter before, and apparently he used to have his own polka show back in the 60s. And he always opens up his show with this song, for the longest time. I never knew who it was. I loved it to death. You'll know why when you hear it. Finally, one day, Porter and Polka John were both up at the station, so I emailed them and said, "Hey, what is that song that Porter uses to open his show up? It's awesome." And Porter emailed me back and said, "It's a Rock and Rhythm Polka by Bernie Roberts." And recently found out Bernie Roberts is from Wisconsin. I knew it wasn't a Texas band, but you would never know it from this recording. I mean, this is, this could fit in with any of the bands down here. I mean, to me, it's the perfect polka. Honestly, it's got everything I look for in polka music. It's raw, it's loose, it's got tons of energy to it. It's great playing, but it's not, you know, super technical show-off playing. It's just, confident people playing their heart out, having a great time. And so that's why, to me, this is like one of the best polkas I've ever heard, ever. Anyway, we're going to kick it off. I'll let you hear it for yourself, see what you think about it. It's Bernie Roberts from Wisconsin doing Rock and Rhythm Polka. Thank you.
de miel. Y por prova de miel es high. Y amor se mi espera. Capotam steros de ideme. Y por prova de miel es high. Y amor se mi espera. Thank you.
I Met You, Frankie Vrana, and is Melody 5, and another one of those bands that I have no clue who they are. I've never heard the name before. They are recording on the, this is on the Austin label, so I'm assuming they're from this general area. But again, like I said, you know, strange to me. Real quick recap, what do we have here? Of course, that great Rock and Rhythm Polka by Bernie Roberts. Then two by the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra, the Beautiful Moments Polka, kind of the one that started this whole thing. And Haymaking Waltz, very nice old-time music there. Two from Julius Tupa. A lot of people know Julius as the leader of the Sound Connection down in Houston, and also is the one of the editors of the Texas Polka News. So a couple of tunes from Julius, obviously, from the sometime in the 70s, from the sound of those. Homecoming Waltz and 10 Pretty Girls. And then some very, very interesting Polish music. The Steve Okonski Band. I never heard of this band before. I did a web search. I couldn't find anything on them. If anybody out there knows anything about them, maybe somebody from up north more familiar with Polish music, drop me a line and let me know. But very rural, rootsy type music. Many of you have heard the Brian Marshall Band from Houston. Very similar. That's Polish folk music there. I wouldn't even call that polka and waltz music. It has, from what I can tell, nothing at all whatsoever to do with Polish music being played up north nowadays. I mean, that's real folk music there. The Bremond Polish Wedding Dance. And then a polka called Stop This Fighting, Boys. And then we heard a waltz called Steve's Waltz. And then the Pliny Polka. I really liked all that stuff. That's the kind of stuff I enjoy here. That's really, like I said, that real earthy, hometown, homespun kind of music. That's the stuff with real feeling to it. That's great, great stuff there. So there you have it. Another edition of Czech Melody Time in the books. Of course, want to thank everybody for stopping by again this month. Come see us when you can. Check out the schedule. Dates are starting to pick up a little bit, so you have a few more chances to see us. I know we're going to be down in Houston the end of May, and a few dates around Austin in April and May, of course. May 6th is when we're going in the studio to record our new album, so hopefully by June or so that should be out, so be looking for that. And I'm going to leave you with some new music now, and this is kind of a preview of what I'm going to feature on next month's show. I'm going to actually do some new music that's out there from artists, cross-country stuff you can buy on the web. A lot of these people have contacted me, and we've done music swaps. I sent them a CD, and they send me one back in return. So I'm going to feature some little different things and what you're probably not hearing on the radio. And a very interesting story here. This is a group called Buttons and Banjo, and tuba player for this band. They're from Wisconsin. And the tuba player is a gentleman by the name of Gil Voss. And Gil had contacted me, the end of February. Gil's retired and was coming down to Texas for a couple of weeks and wanted to know if I knew of any polka bands in the general central South Texas areas. He was going to be down and always carries his tuba with him, and actually was hoping to maybe sit in with some people. And I had checked around. I didn't really find that much that was going on at the time. And then, I guess it was the 11th of March. It was a Saturday, just last Saturday, in fact. A few guys from the Czech Melody Masters, Greg, Thomas, Dave, and myself, getting together over at Greg's house for a little practice session to work on some stuff for the new album. And Dave had gotten a call that morning from Gil. He was actually right outside of Austin and Hudson Bend. He was at a camper out there and wanted to know if anything was going on. And Dave told him, well, we're having a practice session if you want to come sit in. And sure enough, about 1 o'clock, Gil showed up. And we had a blast. I mean, we had a great time. I mean, it's always, I've said this before, Thomas Dernan, our bass player, is one of the finest, upright bass players in the state, I think. And, we're privileged to have him in our band, but it's always a treat to have a tuba sit in with us. And Gil was a fantastic tuba player. We were just picking songs out left and right, and he knew them all, fit right in, knew all the keys, didn't have any problems. Even I think he brought his boombox and taped some of the sessions. So Gil, I hope the tapes turned out all right. But anyway, I want to thank Gil for sitting in. And like I said, if he makes it back down here next year, we'll set up a dance where he can come do some real playing with us. But anyway, that's kind of how I got hold of this CD. Gil had contacted me first and then actually sent me a CD previous to him coming down, but do appreciate it, and you're going to be hearing a lot of this next month, because this is an awesome CD. It's just four guys, button accordion, banjo, snare drum, not a whole drum set, just snare drum, and like I said, Gil on tuba. And they're called Buttons and Banjo, and we're going to take us out of here with Osburu Spot, When I Sleep. So until next month, everybody take care. Here's Buttons and Banjo with When I Sleep, Polka Time. Take care. Bye-bye.